going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It is Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
in on those good vibes. Nice. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. All of our friends are here. Where are they at? For some of you, it's payday. I think we know who.
Yes, our friends Nico and Steve. Just crushing it, dripping in money. this person says, what is the prize today for Can't Beat Breezy? We're giving away a brand new, hot off the press, highly comfortable PXY Mornings crew neck.
That's right. And by the way, you guys, these are not like crew necks made by like Delta. You know that brand? These are like legit comfortable, all sizes, two vibrant colors. We're talking black or gray.
Yeah, so vibrant.
And they could be yours if you just be Breezy and basic trivia.
It's not that hard. So yeah, call in 585-252-9800. We're doing that later on the show today at 8:10. Who else is here? This person did not tag their name, but they said, Moose, I saw you yesterday in my work truck. Good morning.
We got to say hi to our boy Jeff this morning. Jeff was driving by yesterday. Breezy and I were picking up trash in Highland Falls with some of our coworkers.
Love
for
it.
Earth Day. This dude drives by in a flatbread.
Not you being starving.
I really am.
He's like, I want a chicken flatbread.
And he stopped and said hello. He's a huge fan of the show. His name's Jeff. And I give that dude a lot of credit because I can never drive something like that. You know how many poles I take out?
I didn't even see him. Hi, Jeff.
I would owe the city so much money. It's impressive to drive something that huge. I can never do it.
We need to ask you, Jeff. You can text us back or call us. Why are there so many trucks driving up and down that stretch of literally nothing? There's nothing over there. There is a ton of truck traffic, though, so
including RG&E.
There's a plant right there, so that kind of makes a little more sense. Moose was literally up against the fence at the RG&E plant, they're like, hey, stay back. I was shock like, value. He's like, yeah, there's trash in there. I'm going to hop the fence. I'm like, I don't like, know.
How do I get in here? How do I bypass this spiked barbed wire fence?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are just here. Life's been throwing me punches, but we keep on pushing. Hopefully going to make it to the YMCA today. I know she's a big aquatics girl. She does water aerobics.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She does.
Get after it, Amy.
Pop all the way off. So yeah, that's great. And who else is here? Our friend Kelsey's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because I've consistently worked out for 3 days in a row now.
What a good feeling.
Just crush it. What about you, Vibes?
I got to get back there today. ASAP. I got to work out. Because after Easter and then my mom's dinner last night for her birthday.
You were inhaling cannolis via your Instagram story.
I was. I don't feel great about it, but sometimes you got to do it. And then I had a burger for dinner. So, not last night, the night before.
Oh,
but
it's like you had another burger?
No, last night was all sushi. But we had a good time. Yeah, it was awesome hanging out with my brother, sister-in-law, the parents, the niece, the nephew. But I feel pretty good today. There's a lot on the calendar to look forward to. Not to mention May's creeping up on us. And then I have something really big planned for Breezy's birthday.
Oh my God. Save it. Literally save it.
What's up with you?
Vibes are fine.
Vibes are fine.
The weather being as just scrumptious as it is definitely getting me out of my slump. But
and because of that, you're going running, and because you're running alone, and because you're running alone, you almost got sex trafficked.
No, fully. It was tough. But we'll get into it later. I was out for a run last night. It was really nice out. Loved that. The problem I'm having now is with this massive transition of my weight loss.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my workout clothes, but they don't fit me, so they're literally around my ankles when I run, so I'm like, this isn't great.
Time to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, love that outlet. Absolutely love it. Our friend said they cleaned everything out down there by the river, and I think they're trying to make it some sort of park. Okay, but that doesn't answer my question as to why you're driving down there. They are going to make it a national park down there, which we are very excited about. And I'm happy to say that we did our part to make that as nice as it probably can be for the time being.
Well, I suppose it was we filled at least six full, huge, I don't know how many gallon garbage bags yesterday with just trash alone. It felt good. It really did to kind of do our part and just clean up some of High Falls because down the other end it was garbage. If you go past the Kodak building near Lake Ave there's a whole strip behind the sidewalk where it just needed a huge cleaning, and that's what we got to.
Ugh. Yeah, it was something.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning and for the vibes. There's a court date that's been set in the case of attempting to remove Andre Evans as Irondequoit town supervisor following his sexual harassment allegations against him. He refuses to go, though. And then you have Sandra Dorley, who filed a petition. I don't know. That sentence makes me chuckle. We'll talk about all that. And what this dude's future is looking like coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A court date has been set in the case attempting to remove Andre Evans as Irondequoit town supervisor following sexual harassment allegations against him, with a tentative start date set for October 20th. And it is expected to last for about 10 days. I mean, this all comes as Evans has also been censored by the Irondequoit town board for a second time, calling on him to complete a round of comprehensive management training on sexual harassment and workplace boundaries and appropriate professional conduct, all out of his own pocket. So you pay for it. So this is the second time the board has told on Evans to complete his management training. They had also called on him to resign in the wake of all these allegations, which he basically said, no, I'm not going to do it. He's refusing to do it. And then Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley filed a petition. This was back April 16th, last week, with the New York State Division seeking to remove Evans from his
position. So he's not related to the mayor, is he?
I'm sorry?
Is he not related to the mayor? That, I mean, they share the same last name.
But yeah, well, I don't know anything about that. I guess, but
just asking the hard hitting questions.
Something I don't know. Something
like,
about
they're brothers.
Sandra Dorley filed the petition to remove him from his position as town supervisor. I don't know anything about that, but Evans has denied these allegations, stating that these accusations were politically motivated. He also said, "We all know politics can be down and dirty and full of unfair accusations. I've gone out of my way to try and rise above all of that." Okay. More to come on that story in the near future. Would you ever want a job like this, a position like this, to be a mayor or a governor or anything like that?
No.
Regarding politics?
Not at all. A, because I don't know what's going on, and B, I just seems like a lot of admin, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility. Sure.
I'm not up for the job, so I know myself. Not up for the job.
You got to be really careful, though, because a lot of these accusations that have come out against him when it comes to sexual harassment, I mean, of course, it's he says, she says. You don't know. But if it comes out where he's guilty, I mean, he's going to look really silly. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the show, a listener by the name of Matt says he's dealing with something at home right now with another roommate that maybe all of us have dealt with at some point when living with another person.
Oh, you know how much we love to trash talk all of our ex-roommates on this show.
You more than I do, but yeah, that's... I've had some pretty bad ones.
You've talked about Greg a handful of times, or whatever his name was.
Robert, yeah. Yeah. But Matt says he could use all the help he can get because he's going to have a nervous breakdown. We'll tell you what's happening with our boy Matt coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Okay, how do you get an awful roommate to move out? Sometimes the hardest thing you can do is try and get them to leave against their own will. And I mean, a lot of us, we've seen that Netflix documentary, Worst Roommate Ever. Puts a lot into perspective.
They all are like trying to kill each other. She's like, "So I got MRSA online. And I'm injecting it into your skin while you sleep."
Right. True stories. In the past, when I had roommates, I had a couple I could not stand. And we get this Facebook message from a 26-year-old listener named Matt yesterday, who says, "I'm reaching out to Moose and Breezy as a last resort because my roommate is a terrible person, but I can't seem to get rid of him. What are my options?" Take a listen to the message. It starts with, "Hi, guys. I listen to the show most mornings when I'm driving to work, and I wanted to reach out to you as a last resort to see if anyone listening has also dealt with my situation or has any advice. I live with a guy who is the worst roommate I have ever had. He takes my stuff without asking, breaks things all around the apartment, tells no one about it, tries to hide it. He's not on the lease, and my landlord can't do anything. The dude owes me thousands of dollars in rent and still can't pay on time to this day. But I would cut my losses in a heartbeat if it means I just didn't have to live with him anymore. I move out myself if I could afford to, but I can't. Not yet, at least. I even have someone else lined up who wants his room right now. How can I get this dude to leave and kick him out? My parents have not really been that helpful. I'm a 26-year-old. I just want him out. And what makes matters worse is my girlfriend refuses to come over because the dude is such a creep. What are my options? Thanks, guys. And I really like your show." All right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the message.
Why can't the landlord kick him out if he's not on the lease?
Well, Matt's on the lease. You just need the one person. So Matt is in charge. He's on the lease, which is why he's paying all this money. His roommate owes thousands. He's having to back it for him. And around we go. So when I was living with my two roommates, when I moved upstairs at my apartment years ago, I lived with my buddy and his roommate. This guy was on the lease. I was just giving him money to pay for my room. Make sense?
I guess, but
I was not on the lease.
I feel like there's legalities there.
If anyone knows anything about this, as far as Matt's situation, please help the guy out. Help us, too. I'm curious.
Get a lawyer. Lawyer up. See you in court.
585-252-9800.
So what?
What's that cost a 26-year-old? He doesn't. I mean, technically, yeah, he's the roommate. He's a sucky roommate. But legally, he hasn't.
He's not on the lease. He's never paid.
Breeze.
He doesn't do anything.
Breeze, he doesn't need to be on the lease. He's a roommate.
But he's not paying.
He's not paying. What can the roommate do? As long as Matt's paying, he's the guy on the lease. It's his responsibility.
I would void my payments to the landlord. I would go to the land. This is what I would do. I would go to the landlord and I would say, here's what we're going to do. I am going to set up a scheme, essentially.
Okay.
And
I'm going to set up a scheme.
I'm going to set up a scheme. A tale as old as time. And I'm going to pay you next month, but you're going to give us an eviction notice because I'm not going to pay you. Because you don't want that affect your credit or history, or you don't want an eviction on your record. But, I mean, that's what's going to have to happen.
Fake
eviction.
I don't know.
An eviction.
It sounds like having a heart-to-heart with the landlord isn't doing much either. So he says there's nothing he can do about it. There's a longer text here from a guy named Corey that says, hi guys, here's my advice to Matt. You put a good quality key lock on your bedroom door. You do not forget to make it jimmy proof if need be. Secure your bedroom window too if it's reachable from the outside. Wear the key on a necklace at all times, and no, I'm not even joking. Move as much of your stuff into your now locked bedroom as possible. We're talking food, electronics, everything that belongs to you and will fit in that locked private space of yours. The idea is to remove his access to as much of everything you've paid for as possible, even toilet paper. Don't cave and give him anything he needs. I don't care if he hasn't eaten in 3 days and he stinks. He gets zero anything of yours. That's how you get rid of him. I mean,
I'm not living like that. I'm creating a scheme. It's easier to create the scheme. The booby trap will be set.
No, I definitely see you going out of your way to do such
a thing.
I mean,
screw it. Leave the landlord out of it. I'll create my own eviction notice. Oh my God, James, did you see we're getting evicted? What are we going to do?
I mean, we've seen...
Well, why didn't you pay the rent? Because you didn't pay me the rent. So I guess we weren't paying the rent anymore. We have to be out in 30 days.
Yeah, you might have a point. If you just start pretending to box everything up in front of him,
yeah,
that could be an option. You know, but listen, we've seen those TV shows where squatters, some of them refuse to go. They've been in people's houses for months.
And then I would call one of my cop friends and I would have them come and get them out.
Stacy says, tell him you're moving out and that the landlord is requesting bank statements, credit reports, proof of income, 3 times the rent from him within 2 weeks, or he has to move out too. Yeah, like we said, she goes, you could also start packing your stuff into boxes. Fake it till you make it. Hey, guys, I had the same problem with a roommate in my early 20s who owed me so much money in rent, and I became a nudist. I walked around butt naked all the time, and it finally got too uncomfortable for him that he moved out.
Daily basis.
But you could do that, yeah.
This person says, stop paying his part of the rent and only pay for things that you can have and control, and not for the both of you. Yeah, listen, I've done some petty things as a roommate.
Like what?
Toilet paper hoarding and...
You just take the toilet paper from them?
If I bought it, I'm taking it in and out of my room.
Got it.
I'll use it when I need to go. It's not going to be sitting there, though, for common use.
Right.
No, I'm good. Or soap. Or really anything. I know no limit, you know?
No, of course
not. I know no level of pettiness.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. File a civil suit to recoup money owed and damages for things you've had to repair or items you used and broken or that you can't use afterwards. And once you file, give them the option of either leaving and you'll drop all of it, or he can stay and you keep that civil suit and take him to court. Because I would definitely try and take him to court if he refuses to go. Good luck, man. Rich says plant some drugs in his room, call the cops and get him arrested. I don't know if that's good advice.
Easy peasy.
That's not good advice.
Honestly, anything to avoid conflict.
Matt, I know you're 26. You don't have a whole lot of money, man. If there's an option to talk to a lawyer, get one on retainer. I know it might sound far-fetched. See what your options are. Maybe someone will give you some free advice.
I can literally Canva you a fake eviction notice in 5 minutes.
You know what? I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
I can get that all set and ready to go by 7 o'clock. Don't you worry.
A couple more messages that came in. I'm going to send those over to our boy, Matt. Thank you guys for some advice. I don't know how much of a help it was, but I feel for this guy. Because granted, That dude that I lived with once, where I rented out a room from him in his house. Yes.
Robert. Never forget.
Horrible. And after 10 months, I was just like, you know what? I'm gone. You can't do anything. It's his house. I had no other option but to leave. It's the best moving out experience of my entire life. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Fully convinced this guy hates us.
No, he's throwing so much shade, so much hate, any opportunity he gets.
All right, let's get right into it, you guys. You got a hot take or an unpopular opinion this morning? Well, let it rip. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear
the air.
Some parents need to do a better job of minding their own business, says Caitlin. If their kid is disheveled or has horrible breath, that's their problem. And not to mention, no kid should have to worry about having bad breath. It's no big deal. There, I said it. Okay.
Caitlin, tell me your kid has bad breath without telling me they have bad breath.
Nothing a little scope can't fix, right?
Gianna's here. She said, I'm not trying to be a pick me, but if you like espresso martinis, you're basic. There, I said it.
How does it make you feel?
You're a pick me.
How does it make you feel, Breezy?
I love espresso martinis.
I know.
I think they're great. And, you know, I think what makes me so fun, cool, unique, and different about loving espresso martinis is that I don't even drink coffee.
You don't. You hate coffee.
So
technically,
this is like my outlet.
You drink coffee now.
I guess so.
What is the most amount of espresso martinis you've had in
10?
No.
10. I thought I was having a heart attack. I did.
You've had 10 espresso martinis in one day.
Yeah.
In one sitting?
Throughout the day. Yeah. I had 10. 10.
You're lucky to be alive.
No, I know. My heart was pounding out of my chest. I'm like, this is kind of where I leave you.
That brings me to my next question. Mm. Did you have any kind of altercation with anyone?
Well, it depends on which time we're talking. It's happened more than once. So.
Maybe two's your limit. You know what I mean?
Things happen.
Let's go over to this person.
But they're so good.
They are scrumptious. Andrew says there's no such thing as love at first sight. It's called attraction at first sight or lust, whatever you want to call it, but it ain't love. There, I said it.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I love you.
We have a glasses half empty type of girl on our hands.
Well,
this morning.
These things happen.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I just want to give a huge thank you and shout out to my morning people, my morning crew, if you will, at the Dunkin' on Penfield Road. You guys didn't mess up my order once in the last week. And I just want to say I appreciate it. I love you guys. There, I said it. What did you get?
Avocado toast topped with bacon.
I got a mocha choco whipped cream. I got a maple bacon croissant, egg and cheese. God, I ate a croissant in my car the other day.
It was only 3,000 calories.
The thing exploded. I got to stop eating croissants in my car. It exploded. There's no clean way to eat a croissant. Or some people call it a croissant.
A croissant. Courtney's here. Couples who follow each other around at the gym and take turns on the same machine. Give me the ick. There, I said it. No, it's so bad. You have a bodybuilder boyfriend who's like deadlifting 500. And then the girlfriend goes up to the Smith machine. And she's like, can you put the fives on?
Well, I don't want a girlfriend that's benching 500.
No. The boyfriend's doing 500 and she's like, can you put the 5 pound weights on? So he has to unload the whole thing. And
I know, that's what
on.
I'm saying. I just like, I don't want her benching 500 with me. I like
then
my.
Go get another machine. It's just honestly at this point, it's selfish. There, I said it. Because you're taking up so much time from other people using that machine. It's not the vibe.
You know what they say: couples that work out together stay together.
Ugh, Courtney, I'm with you. This person says, for the life of me, I cannot understand summertime. What? What do you mean? It's too hot. Pollen gets everywhere. Everyone's allergies are going crazy. Not to mention my swamp ass. I'm not looking forward to it, says Tyler.
Okay. Thanks for that image this morning. People are eating oatmeal. Crazy. Let's go over to Claire. You guys need to play more old school Britney Spears. There, I said it. Okay. Britney can't entertain you right now. I'm sorry. She's juggling knives in her foyer.
Everyone keeps asking what my favorite color is. It's fuchsia. Okay, Britt. Thank you so much. John's here. He said the new stop sign in front of the Scoops on Canandaigua Lake is unneeded. There, I said it. I know. It clogs up traffic. It's very niche. There, I said it. But I do know what you're talking about, John. It's too much.
Was there a lot of accidents right there?
No. They're just like, nobody can take turns. That's the problem.
Well, that would be why a stop sign would be needed, sure. Ben says, my wife is under the impression, you guys, that if animals don't like you, it means you're a bad person. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. No animals like me because of how awkward of a human I am. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. There, I said it.
What does it say about you if you hate animals, but animals love you? Because that's what I'm in right now.
I got into the elevator over the weekend with a girl I've never met, and she had her dog with her. And the dog came up to me and started putting its paws on my thighs, what have you. And she goes,
oh, you're getting aroused.
Can we focus? And she goes, oh, that's such a good sign. He doesn't like everybody. You have really good energy. I'm like, okay.
You want to go on a date?
Thank you so much. What floor?
Mine for today is this, and this is going to be pretty niche, so if you haven't seen it, I 10 out of 10 would suggest you watch the documentary. I truly believe that Karen Reed is innocent. There, I said it. She was basically framed by the entire Boston PD department, Boston Police Department, that she killed her boyfriend, even though that never happened. And she's back on trial right now because they had mistrialed last year. So I'm following this very closely.
Tell people a little backstory of who she is.
So she was dating this Boston police officer, and they all went out drinking one night, and then they all decided to get in their cars and drive around in a blizzard, which is so smart. But nobody's talking about that, which is super strange.
Right.
And then they found her boyfriend the next morning lying in a snowbank, dead, and they're trying to, even though she wasn't with him that night.
Okay.
She had ended up going home. They're trying to claim that she ran him over with her car, but he was with all of his cop buddies at a friend's house.
Was there blood on the vehicle?
No.
Okay.
They found one small hair follicle, the size of, dare I say, a pubic hair, that lasted 20 miles driving through a blizzard.
All right, I gotta see the documentary.
You have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, we will.
But anyways, she's back on trial right now, and I truly believe her innocence fully. There, I said it.
Well, the Boston police are pretty corrupt from what I hear. Guys, good morning. If you so badly want to sell something on Facebook Marketplace, then you should be the one who's in charge of dropping it off to the individual who wants to buy it. There, I said it. Okay.
Yes, Breezy, thank you. She's innocent, and I'm obsessed with this case, Dre. I know, Dre. It's a lot.
I'll end it with mine today. I have decided that I no longer think I need to go to therapy. It's not for everyone, but I think I cured myself from any past trauma from listening to music. And some, what?
What?
Shut up. Sometimes certain songs, wait, hear me out. Sometimes there's certain songs that trigger a memory. And when I hear it, I remember where I was and what I was doing and why I was hurting.
The wind
and
chimes.
I just say, okay, that's interesting. I won't feel bad about that anymore, and then I simply move on.
The music therapy is crazy. I love that moment for you.
Thank you so much.
If you're frustrated by all the road work going on Park Ave, don't worry. You're not alone. It's causing a lot of difficulties for businesses due to detours, limited parking. It's kind of a disaster. Park Ave is currently only a one-way street from Alexander Street to Raleigh Street, which is a is kind of a pain. It really is. And the city said that the section that will undergo a full reconstruction is expected to be completed by July. Now, it feels like this has been going on since like September, if I'm being honest. They were ripping out the trees. They were drilling into the ground.
It desperately needed to be done. It needed it. And it's going to look beautiful when it's over. I mean, you could tell on some of the parts. If you go all the way down towards Park Ave where Alexander is, it is an absolute nightmare.
The city explained that the construction is taking longer than expected due to lack of prior maintenance. Crews found an old trolley tracks and bricks below the road, which also required additional repairs. Not the trolley tracks.
That's fascinating.
Ugh, I would have paid money to see that. Despite the frustrations of the business owners, they remain hopeful that the project's completion will be here in time for summer, or should I say midsummer.
Or fall.
But they're still planning on being gung-ho with the Park Ave summer stroll that will replace Park Ave Fest that hasn't been around in years. That's set for Saturday, August 2nd.
I will say the corner of Park and Berkeley is starting to look really nice as soon as those trees start to bloom. But they got new sidewalks in.
I'm just like so happy I don't live there anymore.
No, you're not.
No, for the whole reason of the construction alone. I mean, and my car getting smashed in, but who's counting?
These things happen. How many men are okay with dating a woman who is more successful than they are? Maybe they make way more money than you do. Is that a total deal breaker?
Cry about it.
If so, you got to tell us why. 585-252-9800. We're going to talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, Breezy and I were talking to someone outside of work who said she has a ton of trouble when it comes to dating because she makes too much money. Yeah. And she told us that most of the men she's gone out with find that to be a deal breaker for them. Has any other women, listen, had a similar experience? 585-252-9800. So this morning we're asking the question, is a woman who makes more money in the relationship, is that a deal breaker for some men?
Give me a break. Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Some people do have an issue with this. On the phone with us, we have a listener by the name of Zoe who wants to share her experience with us this morning. Hi, Zoe. Good morning.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning.
Good morning.
In regards to what you're talking about, I've had this weird experience where, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well for myself. I'm a I'm a consultant for an engineering firm.
Okay.
I make six figures. I do very well for myself. And what I'm noticing is, like, every time I mention that to someone that I'm dating, he just drops off the face of the map.
What?
Like, that's it. No more interest. Like, I don't know what it is, but these guys are just, maybe they're just more traditional. They want to be the breadwinner. They want to make less. And I'm like, I'm not here for your ego boost. I'm here to make a living.
So you notice right away that as soon as the finance conversation comes up during the day, they just taper off.
Bolt.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm the opposite of that. Daddy needs some new shoes. I could care less.
Well, listen, Mama's here.
Oh, my God. Oh. Should I be here for this?
So, but Zoe, all kidding aside, I think it's a situation where there's a lot of women that have maybe been in your shoes where they've gone through something like this. I don't know. For some men, it really bothers them. For others, like myself, could care less. Give us an example.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I was dating for, you know, a while. I kind of learned, like, let me taper off on the financial conversation. Let me just build the relationship. So I did that for like a week or two.
Okay.
And then it was going amazing. The connection was fantastic. And then I bring up financials, you know, what does that look like for you? Are we a team? And suddenly no more texts. Suddenly he's taking days to get back to me. I just, kind of insane. So at one point, this one guy is like, I'm not interested in dating a woman who's all about her money. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you guys are just tuning in, 585-252-9800, the question we're asking is, if a woman is making more money, is that a deal breaker for some men? Or just if she's successful in general, more than you are, is that enough for you to be like, no, is it an intimidation thing?
The insecure man child is crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, for some people, like I said, like myself, I could doesn't bother me. I could care less. As long as it's more of like, if it's a team effort, if we're both coming to the table to provide, it's not just all one person or the other. You know,
one person is clearly providing a little more than the other.
Yes, but is that going to be held against you? That's a problem, though. You don't want that either.
I just feel like, you know, with you being as successful and working a high-profile job, men get intimidated because they're children, obviously. And you should never, like, dull your own sparkle just because you want to dumb down to somebody's level. I mean, you're not making these guys feel bad, are you?
I mean, God, I hope not.
Can we just all agree, though, for a second, that there are some people who are just a little bit more traditional? And for them,
then
just
go find a broke bee. That's not my issue. Clearly, we're not a match.
They don't know that until the first date. That's, you understand what I'm saying, right, Zoe?
Yeah, like they don't know it bothers them until it bothers them.
That's correct. We have someone by the name of John that just called in who has a couple comments on what you were saying, Zoe. Are you comfortable with chatting with him if I put him through?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, 1 second. John, go ahead, buddy. You're live on PXY.
All right, so to the girl who's on the phone right now, the reason why men like myself, well, not me, I'm married, so that doesn't matter, but the reason why men don't like dating you, and I know a lot of other men who don't, is because you come off as super entitled, okay? And that means that you automatically become less desirable, period, end of story.
John, tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
Right, okay.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, you got a great high-paying job. That's good for you, but let's call it like it is, all right? Most women get off easy because they have the ability to sleep their way to the top. And most guys, we have to work our ass off to be successful.
Oh, you think that's what got me to where I am? Okay, you know what? I just got a clear, crystalline, perfect picture of your marriage, and God, I feel so sorry for her.
Yikes, me too.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure you look really cute in a blazer, but aside from your job and your paycheck, what else are you bringing to the relationship, okay? What else are you bringing to the table? So, seriously, what else are you offering aside from a pretty face? All you did was radio, you brag, you make good money, and so what? What else? Hello?
Hold on a second, guys. Let me play mediator here for a second. So, Zoe, John, so obviously you're not going to date a woman that makes more money than you do. And I'm assuming that's not the case in your relationship. Why is that?
Okay, let me break it down. They come in and they say, very layman. Let me make it real simple for you, okay? What I need to know is, what else are you bringing, okay? You don't understand. You will never, ever truly understand the weight of the world a man carries on his shoulders when he has to provide for his entire family, okay? My wife, she works for you.
Let him get out what he has to say. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, let him giggle, My wife, she works part-time. She's a good woman because she helps raise our kids, and she doesn't have to make six figures and then throw it in people's faces like you do. So hit the bricks, sweetie. You're a dime a dozen. There's no guy that wants to date you because they have class, okay? You offer nothing but a pretty face and a paycheck. Boom.
Oh, my God. You are the worst human I've ever spoken to on this show. You make me want to literally punch air. I do not like you. So you didn't even talk to me. But the way you're speaking to this woman is so degrading and disgusting. And I'm, quite frankly, we need to get you off the line because I'm going to flip out on you.
Yeah, personally, I love a woman in a blazer. I'll leave it at that. John, you said what you had to say. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you, man.
And here we go. DEI all over again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zoe, you still there?
Wow.
So, like,
his wife is definitely getting off every time they bang.
Like we talked about, it's not clearly for everyone. Like people like John. But keep doing what you're doing. If you're making good money, don't feel bad about that. There's a lot of guys that appreciate a hardworking, driven woman. I'm one of those people.
I hope so.
There is. Listen, if you haven't found the right one yet, just keep at it. The right person will come along.
Zoe?
thanks, guys.
You don't want to be with someone like that. Just think about how miserable his wife is.
Thanks, guys. I so appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, we wish you the best. And sorry about John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Will do.
Okay.
Who's here? Who's
cute? This person says this dude is the definition of fragile masculinity. Clearly, get this guy off the air before harm comes to him.
He started swinging right out the gate. He was triggered.
I know. I was like, "Did you date this girl before? You absolute freak." This person says, but they don't want a gold digger, ? They say things like they're being used. You can't have it both ways, buddy. I'm not saying a man needs to be the full and sole financial support for a woman, but what's the problem with her being able to support herself? Wouldn't a guy be proud of that? Yeah, I guess not. John clearly is threatened. So weird. This person says entitled or self-confident is the self-confidence intimidating, and that comes off so ridiculous. John, seek help immediately.
Who doesn't like a woman in a blazer? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up? Like, what are your thoughts? How are we doing? I mean, I'm not doing well. Mental health check.
You're not doing well?
No.
No, I know you're pissed. I know you're upset. I found it to be quite entertaining. However, there's a lot of people who have, especially women, who are in a situation like Zoe's in, where they have to deal with that. Listen, there are some guys who want to be in a way more traditional marriage. I'll pay the bills, you stay home, take care of the kids clean.
I don't find a man berating a woman live on the radio entertaining. It makes me actually ill. I will actually throw up. Like,
well, I'm not saying what he said was absolutely right or correct, because it wasn't. But for people like Zoe, who came on and shared her situation, because like the woman we talked to yesterday after the show, so many women have to deal with people like John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John is not the type of person that any type of woman should want to aim to be with. And for me, I was like, well, you know, I don't think he's a great guy. He said what he had to say, but, you know, I'm Team Zoe. I love a successful woman who's driven, who has goals, and because I'm the same guy. Like, I'm very, very driven. I want to be with someone who kind of matches my personality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the same exact way.
Yeah, I mean, I work like 17 jobs, so.
Right.
Period.
Oh, yeah, so for those who are pissed off and offended, sorry.
Yeah, go check yourself in somewhere. Go talk to someone.
All right,
men will do to not go to therapy.
Oh, right?
So classic.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, fully.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. This morning, you have a shot to win a brand new PXY Morning crew neck, any size, in two very vibrant colors. What are those colors, Breeze?
Black and gray. So vibrant.
Breezy's on the board with 13 wins and 26 losses. She has lost the last six in a row. Her last game she won was April 3rd. So that was like 20 days ago. But Breezy, we're pulling for you. Let's go to the phones. We need caller 8, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christy.
Christy from?
From Henrietta.
You are caller number 8!
Yay!
Christy, do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with our girl?
Oh, I sure do. I'm ready.
Okay, she's ready.
All right. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, Christy, Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie, you're going to get the win, because that's what corporate says we have to do. Question one, Christy, make Henrietta proud. Who is on the $50 bill?
Oh, no. Thomas Jefferson?
We're going with Thomas Jefferson on the $50 bill. Let's go to question number two. What is the name of the rat and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? He is the Turtles' sensei. What is the name of this rat?
I watched the show. I don't know. Angelo?
We're going with Angelo. Okay, question number three. Christy, how many personal fouls can a player commit before being ejected in the NBA? How many personal fouls?
Three.
Going with three. Question number four. You like chocolate?
Yes.
Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, big on chocolate, not on fat?
I'm going to go with Hershey's.
Going with Hershey's. All right, and last question. Christy, question number five. Which famous movie line is this 90s movie from? Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying? What's the name of the film?
I don't know.
Okay, give me your best answer. 3 seconds. It's from 1994. Get Busy Living.
I was going to say Sling Blade, but that's not right.
All right, I need an answer, or you take the loss.
The Mask?
Going with The Mask. Okay. Christy, we're going to bring Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally up your score and see how well you did. All right. How do you think you did?
Not so good.
You didn't do so good. We're looking at 0 out of 5 morning. I'm so sorry.
I've never been more happy.
All right.
Oh, no.
Christy, you might end in a tie with Breezy, to be honest, and therefore you'll get the win. All right, stay right there. Breezy, question number one. Who's on the $50 bill?
I haven't seen a $50 bill in years. So.
Give me your best answer.
Benjamin Franklin?
Big Benji. Let's go to question number two. What is the name of the rat in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I've never seen that show once. Benji?
They've made like 6 movies out of it. Never, come on.
I don't. Benji. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. We're going with Benji. Question number three. Breezy. Huge sports girl.
Massive.
How many personal fouls can a player commit before being ejected in the NBA?
NBA. What's the NBA?
National. That's basketball.
Oh, basketball.
The clock's ticking. I need an answer.
8.
Going with 8. Question number 4. Huge candy lover.
Yeah.
Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, big on chocolate, not on fat? Come on, Breeze. Clock's ticking.
I don't know. Is it Three Musketeers?
Going with Three Musketeers. And last question, Breezy, question number 5. Which famous movie line is this 90s movie from? Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying? We acted it out on Moosterpiece Theater twice.
What was the name or what was the year of it?
1994.
Yes, of course.
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying?
The one with
You got 2 seconds.
The one with the autistic brother. That one.
I don't know what that movie is.
The one with Tom Cruise. I don't know.
You going with Rain Man? Is that your final answer?
Yep.
All right, we're going with Rain Man. All right, let's go over to Christy. Hi, Christy from Henrietta. Hello. Do you think Breezy did?
She did okay. I think she might have gotten at least one.
You would be 100% correct. She broke it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Let's run through the board really quick. Christy.
I got one.
You got one, barely.
Love.
Who's on the $50 bill?
That's obviously an indicator that they're too hard. So
I'm sorry if these were too hard this morning. It's Ulysses S. Grant is on the 50. You said Thomas Jefferson. Breezy said Benjamin Franklin. Question number two. What is the name of the rat in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? His name is Splinter.
It's very niche. Nobody knows that.
I disagree. Question number three. How many personal fouls can a player commit in the NBA? The answer is 6. You said 3. Breezy said 8.
Mm.
Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, big on chocolate, not on fat? And yes, the answer to that is 3 Musketeers. You said Hershey's. And last question.
Hershey's is very fattening. So.
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying was from The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, not Rain Man. So close.
You were so close. Christy, I'm going to still hook you up with a little something, so stay on the line. But before you go, I need you to say, my name is Christy from Henrietta, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Christy from Henrietta, and I can't beat Breezy.
So tough, Queen.
How do you feel over there?
I feel elated. I'm happy to be here.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in. 62 for the high today. So what is one situation you found yourself in that could have ended very badly, but you turned it around to be a positive? And Breezy brought this up a couple minutes ago, that she found herself in a situation yesterday that raised a lot of alarm bells.
Yeah, no, I was slipping. I mean, if you know me, you know that I'm pretty anxious just living, breathing on this earth. There was a slight moment in time where every day my eyes opened from sleeping, I thought I was going to die. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
We all go through it.
Fully.
Right before I turned 40, that was my biggest thing. When is my heart going to stop all of a sudden?
But like, I think about like the most mundane things that I do and I'm like, well, I could die doing this or I could die doing this. But you know, you gotta just send it. And sometimes when I'm running on outside, like on the side of the road, sidewalk, whatever the case may be, I think really crazy thoughts. But we all have those intrusive thoughts. And yesterday I was running on a trail that was brand new to me. I had never ran it before. So I was exploring. I was trying to figure out where it popped out at, where I was going, all of the things. I was in Pittsburgh, so.
Oh, then you found yourself naked and afraid.
No, fully. So I was like, okay. So I'm on this trail that's very secluded, and then it pops out onto French Road right next to Naz. I'm like, okay, this is great. Now I'm like out in the open. Love this. And I'm on this like, you know, residential street. I'm running.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this car out of nowhere is now pulling over.
To where you're at.
To where I'm at.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's the end of that. I'm getting sex trafficked. Like,
that's the first thought that came in your head.
Absolutely. Or getting kidnapped.
Okay.
They're interchangeable.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a black Jeep. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. I've seen visions. I've had premonitions. This is over for me. Now I'm on this... the movie Taken 4, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, like, why is this person pulling over? And then it comes to my attention. I'm like, well, maybe I know them because
you're in a secluded area, right?
Not anymore. And now I'm on like a an actual street. I'm on a sidewalk. So I'm like,
and this black Jeep pulls up next to you and starts to pull over,
rolls their window down
and says, like, what?
Oh my God. I'm like, hi. And they're like, Breezy. I'm like, hi. They're like, I don't know you at all. I'm just a fan. And I'm like,
I thought this story was going somewhere else.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought I was getting killed. I thought I was fully getting zip tied and thrown in the back of the Jeep Compass.
I mean, it would have made a more interesting story for sure.
No, for sure. I mean, no, I'm kind of pissed I didn't. You know what I mean?
What can you do?
Not me sending out Amber Alerts for myself. But, I mean...
So what happened? You hopped in the car with her. She took you to your place where she really kidnapped
you. I didn't hop in, but we were on the side of the road for quite some time. Cars were beeping. A four-car pileup was almost formed. It was a lot. But we were just chatting. Her name's Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Probably wasn't the best place to do a meet and greet, you know, on the side of the road
when
there was no shoulder to pull off onto. But I appreciated the effort. I really did. And, you know... all of my fears quickly went away because I was getting attention. So,
oh my God, this is so like you.
I know. But I think what it comes down to is when you find yourself in a situation where you think it's going to end really badly and it doesn't, it actually goes the complete opposite and you're, you know, living, laughing, loving, kikiing with a random girl who now you guys are best friends and follow each other on Instagram. I was curious to know because I feel like, you know, you've been running a lot. You've been doing the whole jogging thing. Is this just like a female thought or do you also get nervous that you're going to get sex trafficked downtown?
No, I don't think about those things because right. I'm not a female and you guys have a lot more to worry
Such
about
a
than
privilege.
We do. I don't think about those things. I walk through the city at 2:30 in the morning alone and don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder. Is it still dangerous? Yeah, 100%. It is.
I probably wouldn't be doing that no matter what gender I was.
Well, that's, you know, I'm
pretty dicey things that we report on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it. But as a single woman in the city, yeah, I would definitely keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
And would I be thinking about that yesterday when a Jeep's pulling over? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was all over.
And I'll tell you what, the one scare I had when I was 6 years old, because that's when my parents started to really talk to me about stranger danger. And on my bicycle, riding down our residential neighborhood on the sidewalk, minding my own business, and this shady brown old Cadillac pulls up. It's a two-door. And this guy sitting in the seat, looks a little like Jeffrey Dahmer, rolls his window down. And before he got a chance to ask for directions, as soon as he rolled his window down, I jumped off my bike, threw the bike on the neighbor's lawn, and just sprinted into my parents' house. Couldn't stop crying. Hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. They couldn't figure out what's going on. What's happening?
Could have been me yesterday.
Do we need to call the police? And I just remember having a moment of being absolutely terrified because of this car pulling over to stop to ask me for, most likely it was, they're asking for directions, but I don't know, as a 6-year-old kid.
I lost my puppy. I have candy.
Get in.
Thinking about kidnapping someone in a 2-door car seems like a lot of admin, but anyways.
In broad daylight.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it happens time and time again.
It does. So yesterday when that happened to me, automatically reverted back. I'm 7 years old. I'm automatically 7 years old. I'm automatically thinking that someone's going to ask me for help searching for their puppy. I'm automatically thinking that someone's telling me that my mom said it was okay for them to pick me up from school. All of the lines that my parents, my mom, warned me about, I was thinking. And normally I run strapped with mace. I didn't have it yesterday. Unfortunately,
you should definitely carry that with you. And I'm not sure why. You went on TikTok shop. You have brass knuckles. You have tasers. You have stun guns. Uh-huh. Take them with you.
I have everything. I mean, it's a lot of things to carry. And I'm trying to PR. You know what I mean? It's going to bog down my mile time. But
better safe than sorry, Breezy.
I know.
And not to mention a female friend of mine from high school. And I know this has probably happened to a lot of women. You got to be careful because she found you ever hear of a girl coming outside and somebody left a coffee cup near their car door?
Yeah.
That's full? Or they put something underneath.
Money on the windshield.
They put money. So when you get out of your car or when you're walking to your car, you stop because you're distracted. Or if there's money underneath.
It's a diversion.
Yes. Or you get out of your car. And that's how sometimes people get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Be very careful when you see something like that. Don't get distracted. Get the hell in your car and get out of there.
Run it over if you have to. Or the money's laced with something and then you pass out. Or there's something on your handle. Guys, be very careful. Keep your head on a swivel. I'm so happy that I met my new friend Chelsea and we're going to go to the movies next week. But it could have ended in a different situation. It could have.
See, I'm happy for you. But like, guys, I would never think to meet someone that quickly and be like, we should go to the movies next week.
Yeah, well, I'm a friendly person, so.
I don't think guys would do that, though. They would get a beer. They get a drink together. Let's go play darts. Let's do something.
Whatever. We could go to the movies. We could paint each other's nails. We could literally do whatever. As long as we're together, that's all that matters to me. I feel safe.
I know you do. Be safe out there, you guys. All kidding aside. Is this mom in the right for not allowing her daughter and her girlfriend to sleep in the same room because they're not legally married? Or would some of you consider her to be out of touch? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's another parental confidential, but give us a call or text on this one. This is the message that came in from our girl Angela. She says, "Hi, good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy. Does anyone else think I'm in the wrong? So right now, I'm not on good terms with my daughter. She and her girlfriend have been together for a couple of years. They live in New York City.
Okay.
They're supposed to come and stay with us in Rochester for a week to celebrate my birthday in May. When inviting my daughter, I explained that I would prefer the arrangements to be, as stated, that her partner could stay in the guest room as they're not committed in a way that's equivalent to my son and his fiance. The daughter was very displeased by this and accused me of being homophobic. And I told her that I have never been anything but accepting, and she knows that. She knows this, and when one of her high school friends was kicked out of his home for his homosexuality, I allowed her to let him stay with us a few nights in our home. She has come from a family that is nothing but loving. My son and his fiance are engaged. That's why I think it's more appropriate. And call me old school, but my house, my rules. Now, my daughter has refused to spend this week with us at our house because she says I do not respect her relationship. While that is certainly not the case, my husband refuses to pick a side and says he's waiting for this to blow over, which is just as frustrating to me. I've told my daughter that her partner is welcome here anytime, but not in the same room overnight. Am I really the bad guy here?
How old are they?
I don't really know, but they're definitely in their like 20s or late 20s. Probably your age.
Pick your battles, because you know what? What you're going to do at this point, it's like push them away and they're never going to come visit you.
Well, her
Sorry.
Birthday's, poor Angela's birthday's coming up and now
Sorry,
her daughter
Angela,
doesn't.
That's where the cookie crumbles.
Is it more old school? Is it more traditional?
It is a little homophobic.
Sounds like it. I don't think it's a homophobic thing, to be quite honest with you. Like, I try to think, like, if I brought my girlfriend to my... If I was dating someone, I brought them to my parents' house.
Well,
not that I would
have. Haven't you been in this situation before when you didn't live here?
No.
You got a hotel?
Yeah.
Seems a little extreme.
No, it's privacy too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't think.
If I'm coming to see my family, I'm going to stay with my family. Like, you know?
Well, I split the time up. So I split the time up with mom and dad, where I was there for five,
you
six nights.
And then girlfriend locked in a hotel.
And then she flew in to come visit for 2 days. And then we stayed at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
And then we both left.
Okay.
I think it was just more appropriate. I mean, just out of respect. I don't know. I would feel a certain way, to be quite honest.
I mean, like, this isn't the 1950s. Like, people are going to do what they're going to do with or without you. And they're doing it regardless. So... I don't know what you think you're stopping. And at that point, it just comes down to a control issue.
No, they're definitely doing it without mom and dad being around. 100%. I don't think that's the case here, though. I don't think that's what she's worried about.
Then what is the problem?
Well, that's a conversation for Angela. Because it sounds to me like
a deep.
Well, you're in the same situation. Okay, so talk to me about your parents have no problem if... Patrice comes over, right? Spends the night in the same room?
Not at all.
They don't?
Not at all.
Let's go over to Christine weighing in real quick. Hey, good morning, guys. I agree. Yes, your house, your rules, but your daughter is an adult. I would stay in a hotel room before I let my parents force me. I think it's okay to sleep in the same room because... Yeah, okay.
We're struggling.
This is really, I can't decode that. Guys, good morning. Your daughter is a grown woman. You don't get to dictate her relationship or how committed she is in it.
We're getting a couple of texts here. I think whether you're engaged or not,
yeah.
If your children are adults and they're in a loving relationship, they should be able to sleep in the same room as their significant other, whether they're engaged, married, dating, whatever the case may be. This person says, yes, you are very much so in the wrong. They live together in New York City. So to tell them they have to sleep in separate rooms is rude and wrong.
Lindsay says it's your house. If they have a problem with it, let them go sleep at a Red Roof Inn, period. The Red Roof Inn.
Patrice is here. She said, this is so weird. Breezy and I spend the night at her parents like once a week and always share a bedroom. Honestly, going to my parents and staying in their guest room with my girlfriend is a vacation to me. Well, no, it's obsessed.
It's a getaway because you guys are leaving your apartment. You already, you do. You live together. You guys are on Fairport. But it's, you're out of your, you know, it's a different.
Like you're out of your element. And like, I don't know. Everything's just better at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah, of course. Look at it.
Oh my gosh.
The new renovations. Oh my God. It's a beautiful place.
It's great.
You got a beautiful pool in the back. Oh. I agree with this mom 100%. Her daughter's turning it into a homophobic issue when it's not. I wouldn't allow my son and his girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever he brought over, to share a room unless they were fully engaged or married. It's out of respect. If they don't like it, simply stay at an Airbnb.
Honestly, like, well, I'm so calculated that I would come home and if you want to, like, make it down to that, down to a ring or an engagement, just show up with a little silicone band and be like, this was a promise ring and we're going to get engaged within the next year.
So would your parents have a problem with it if you're in the same relationship you're in now, but you were living at home and you were like 20 years old?
Yeah.
They would have a problem with that, right?
But I'm like I'm a full grown adult.
See,
like,
the last time I had this conversation with my parents, that's the age I was around. And there was a no go. Like, don't think about bringing a girl over here at your age to sleep and share a bed in the same room. It's not happening.
Yeah. Like when I was in college, I had a girlfriend that we weren't allowed to sleep in the same room at my parents, but her parents let us sleep in the same room. Oh. So I just like was never home.
Did your parents know that?
Yeah.
They did?
Well, of course. I mean, and then I would like sneak in overnight, but these things happen.
Gina says, Moose and Breezy, it feels like this mom is taking sides. My boyfriend's mom made us sleep in separate rooms too. I still dislike her for it and never feel as welcomed in the family.
Yeah.
Jeff says, I'm a big believer in your house, your rules. You can set whatever rules you want in your own home, but you have no right to complain if said rules make your daughter feel unwelcome. Hopefully your daughter still comes and celebrates your birthday with you. But
this person says, if they're living together, that should be a commitment enough. They just probably won't come and see you if that's the case.
Yeah, you can't argue that they're not committed. They're definitely committed.
It's just like off-putting because like this person saying they fully live together and like they're fully already out of their routine.
Yeah.
To go, you know, back to your home, their hometown or wherever they're from, back to the mom's house, and they're already away and now they can't like end their night together and like debrief on the night because they have to sleep. And it's just like very weird.
So, especially if the brother's there and his fiance, they're in a room,
like,
but
how many bedrooms do you have? Also, I take massive issue with this.
She made a point. There's four bedrooms.
I take massive issue with this. If somebody is making such a big deal and a point out of this and they don't even have enough rooms, like, you know, Betsy's going to have to sleep on the couch and you're going to have to sleep in your childhood pullout. It's like,
yeah, that's, we got to bring out the cot from the basement.
Like, you're doing too much. You're so extra. Like, why are you doing all of this? Tell me you're just like a control freak without telling me you're a control freak. And I think that's what it comes down to. Like, so many of these parents, okay, now I'm like going all the way off, but like so many of these parents are only doing these certain things and putting themselves in these certain situations to make it not only a pain in the ass for their kids, but making their significant other feel uncomfortable because they want control. They want to still be a parent and parent you as if you're 7 years old. Guess what, Betsy? I'm 37. And yeah, I'm not married to my girlfriend just yet, but when we do get married, you'll be the last person that I call.
Would you ever date a woman named Betsy?
Not relevant right now, Moose. Probably not, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I don't think I could do it.
Betsy was the mom's name.
Your daughter's a grown woman. You don't get to dictate her relationship or how committed you think it may be. So there you have it. A lot of people are for it. And honestly, Angela, if I were you, I know you're the mom in this situation, and it is, yes, your house, your rules. But do you really want to put a wedge in you and your daughter's relationship?
Pick your battles.
Your husband's obviously staying out of it until this all blows over. But how long is that going to take?
It just like puts such a bad taste in your mouth because you never see your daughter and your daughter never sees you. And the one time she comes home,
yeah,
you're telling her what she can and cannot do. of aside from what she already does.
But she's already doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
And so you wanted open, honest opinions, Angela, and you definitely got them this morning. So thanks for your message on this.
No, all right, need guys. To make up that extra bed. So sorry, Queen.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, Breezy and I were talking to someone outside of work who said she has a ton of trouble when it comes to dating because she makes too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us that most of the men she's gone out with find that to be a deal breaker for them. Has any other women listening had a similar experience? 585-252-9800. So earlier this morning, we have this conversation on the air with our friend Zoe. And all of a sudden, that triggered this guy, John, to call in. And he comes out the gate swinging.
Yeah, he was not happy.
If you missed the call, take a listen to what happened from earlier. Hi, Zoe. Good morning. Are you there?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning.
Good morning.
In regards to what you're talking about, I've had this weird experience where, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well for myself. I'm a I'm a consultant for an engineering firm.
Okay.
I make six figures. I do very well for myself. And what I'm noticing is, like, every time I mention that to someone that I'm dating, he just drops off the face of the map.
What?
Like, that's it. No more interest. Like, I don't know what it is, but these guys are just, maybe they're just more traditional. They want to be the breadwinner. They want to make less. And I'm like, I'm not here for your ego boost. I'm here to make a living.
So you notice right away that as soon as the finance conversation comes up during the day, they just taper off.
Bolt.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm the opposite of that. Daddy needs some new shoes. I could care less.
Well, listen, Mama's here.
Oh, my God. Should I be here for this?
So, but Zoe, all kidding aside, I think it's a situation where there's a lot of women that have maybe been in your shoes where they've gone through something like this. I don't know. For some men, it really bothers them. For others, like myself, could care less. Give us an example.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I was dating for, you know, a while. I kind of learned, like, let me taper off on the financial conversation. Let me just build the relationship. So I did that for like a week or two.
Okay.
And then it was going amazing. The connection was fantastic. And then I bring up financials, you know, what does that look like for you? Are we a team? And suddenly no more texts. Suddenly he's taking days to get back to me. I just kind of insane. So at one point this one guy is like, I'm not interested in dating a woman who's all about her money. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you guys are just tuning in, 585-252-9800, the question we're asking is, if a woman is making more money, is that a deal breaker for some men? Or just if she's successful in general, more than you are, is that enough for you to be like, now I'm, is it an intimidation thing?
The insecure man child is crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, for some people, like I said, like myself, I could. Doesn't bother me. I could care less. As long as it's more of like, if it's a team effort, if we're both coming to the table to provide, it's not just all one person or the other. You know,
one person is clearly providing a little more than the other.
Yes, but is that going to be held against you? That's a problem, though. You don't want that either.
I just feel like, you know, with you being as successful and working a high-profile job, men get intimidated because they're children, obviously. And you should never, like, dull your own sparkle just because you want to dumb down to somebody's level. I mean, you're not making these guys feel bad, are you?
I mean, God, I hope not.
Can we just all agree, though, for a second, that there are some people who are just a little bit more traditional? And for them,
then go find a broke bee. That's not my issue. Clearly, we're not a match.
They don't know that until the first date. You understand what I'm saying, right, Zoe?
Yeah, like they don't know it bothers them until it bothers them.
That's correct. We have someone by the name of John that just called in who has a couple comments on what you were saying, Zoe. Are you comfortable with chatting with him if I put him through?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, one second. John, go ahead, buddy. You're live on PXY.
All right. So to the girl who's on the phone right now, the reason why men like myself, well, not me, I'm married, so that doesn't matter. But the reason why men don't like dating you, and I know a lot of other men who don't, is because you come off as super entitled, okay? And that means that you automatically become less desirable. Period, end of story.
John, oh, tell sure. me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
Right. Okay.
Oh, look, hey, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Okay, you got a great high-paying job. That's good for you, but let's call it like it is, all right? Most women get off easy because they have the ability to sleep their way to the top. And most guys, we have to work our asses off to be successful.
Oh, you think that's what got me to where I am? Where do you...
Look,
okay, you know what? I just got a clear, crystalline, perfect picture of your marriage, and God, I feel so sorry for her.
Yikes, me too.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure you look really cute in a blazer, but aside from your job and your paycheck, what else are you bringing to the relationship, okay? What else are you bringing to the table? So, seriously, what else are you offering aside from a pretty face? All you did was never come on the radio, you brag, you make good money, and so what? What else? Hello?
Well, you know, oh, my God.
Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. Let me play mediator here for a second. So, Zoe, okay. John, so obviously you're not going to date a woman that makes more money than you do. And I'm assuming that's not the case in your relationship. Why is that?
Okay, let me break it down. They come in and they say,
I need layman's terms because I'm a woman, right?
Well, very layman. Let me make it real simple for you, okay? What I need to know is, what else are you bringing, okay? You don't understand. You will never, ever truly understand the weight of the world a man carries on his shoulders when he has to provide for his entire family, okay? My wife, she works for you.
Hold on, let John speak.
Right,
hold on, let him get out what he has to say. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, let him giggle, he. My wife, she works part-time. She's a good woman because she helps raise our kids, and she doesn't have to make six figures and then throw it in people's faces like you do. So hit the bricks, sweetie. You're a dime a dozen. There's no guy that wants to date you because they have class, okay? You offer nothing but a pretty face and a paycheck. Boom.
Oh, my God. You are the worst human I've ever spoken to on this show. You make me want to literally punch air. I do not like you. So you didn't even talk to me. But the way you're speaking to this woman is so degrading and disgusting. And I'm quite frankly, we need to get you off the line because I'm going to flip out on you.
Yeah, personally, I love a woman in a blazer. I'll leave it at that. John, you said what you had to say. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you, man.
And here we go. DEI all over again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zoe, you still there?
Wow.
So, like,
his wife is definitely getting off every time they bang.
Like we talked about, it's not clearly for everyone. Like people like John. But keep doing what you're doing. If you're making good money, don't feel bad about that. There's a lot of guys that appreciate a hardworking, driven woman. I'm one of those people.
I hope so.
There is. Listen, if you haven't found the right one yet, just keep at it. The right person will come along.
Zoe?
Well, thanks, guys.
You don't want to be with someone like that. Just think about how miserable his wife is.
Thanks, guys. I so appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, we wish you the best. And sorry about John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll do.
All right, let's get to some calls on this because for whatever reason, John came out the gate swinging. Good morning. Hi, is this Jen?
Yeah.
Hi, Jen. Go ahead. What's your comment?
Hi. So, I mean, obviously that was disgusting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Breezy, I'm with you. That was, it was upsetting.
I was, like, going to puke, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there's a possibility? Can we all agree that maybe this wasn't about Zoe and he was triggered by something far greater in his life?
Yes.
Do you
think, clearly, but him calling up and taking it out on a random woman on the radio is weird.
He was
diabolical.
Yeah, he started swinging hot right out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he has a wife that works part-time. Like, I'm sure he chose somebody who was willing to be his verbal punching bag.
Period.
But that to say all those things about a random woman, and not for nothing, but in, not to bring politics into this, but I am.
Okay.
Having a president who would say all those types of things too just fuels the, you know, trying to dismantle that in society. And, you know, like we're taking a million giant steps backwards in society by having someone in a presidential position who would agree with everything he just said and who would also think nothing of berating a random woman for having a good high-paying job and resorting to saying that she slept her way to the top. So demeaning,
like, so undermining.
Yeah, in my opinion, we're probably going to see more incidents like this. You know, men who are supportive of women who, you know, have careers and stuff.
You know, I think it is too. Here's the other thing, Jen, and this is my personal opinion. I think there's a ton of men out there who don't want to date a woman who's established, who's driven, who has a great career, because they want a woman to be able to depend on them because it feeds their ego. And that's why a lot of these older guys I see date a 21 or 22-year-old who's not established, because it allows these women to depend on them and come to them for when they need something. And I'm just, I disagree with that. I want a woman who has goals, who's driven, who's someone like Zoe, who has put the time in and the work and the effort to get to where she is in her life. That's attractive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would think that to any sane, normal man, that would be something that they would want.
It's not the beginning, and it's simply not the end, Jen. So there's
I know.
Jen, I'm sorry you're grossed out by John this morning. I do appreciate you calling in and voicing your opinion
on this. Okay. I hope we all recover with some espresso martinis.
No, period. I'm already drinking one this morning. So.
Let me come join you. I'll leave work.
Okay, please do. Thanks for the call, Jen.
Bye.
It's your birthday. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The sun is shining, 62 for the high today. Breezy, a couple of weeks, you're going to be a year older, and we're also very excited.
Everyone's like, what are you doing for your birthday this year? Like, what are the plans? What's going on? Like, why don't you have anything planned? And I'm like starting to feel this sense of non-urgency for my birthday, and I'm curious to know if this is something that happens to people after they turn 30, like obviously hit a massive milestone last year into a new decade, been on this earth for 30 years, obviously love my birthday, but...
What'd you do last year?
I blew it up. I had 3 parties, hosted a concert. It was wild.
3 parties. I don't remember.
Moomoos and Martinis, Cruel Summer...
Oh, yes, 13 yes.
13 going on 30.
That's right. I do remember. Here's the thing.
I did it all.
What it comes down to is you're just getting older. You're maturing. It's not as big of a deal as it once was. The only thing you really need to be celebrating for your 31st is the fact that...
I survived my 30th.
You stayed above ground, you know?
No.
It's a celebration of just life in general.
This is so off-brand for me.
Well,
I'm making a huge deal about my birthday, and
you'll adjust.
It's devastating. It really is, but I'm just tired.
Well, the thing about you that I know to be true is that you get over things pretty quickly. Certain things.
No, I know.
Certain things.
Because the anecdote is crazy.
You could hold a grudge for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
And I do.
But
for sure.
For stuff like this, it's like, oh, you put a lot of thought into it, and then you're sad for a little while, and then you're over it. You know what I mean?
Like, I just went out bar hop with my girlfriends on Saturday and be done with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. We're on the 23rd right now. Your birthday is in a week and a half.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's in a week and a half. And it's on a Monday, too, and you and I have stuff
and
to
I have
do.
To work, and it's like, oh, God. It's so adult.
It is.
It's so crazy. It's diabolical. It's absolutely sinister. But it is what it is. And I mean, I'll do a little something, something. I'll do a little this. I'll do a little that. But people are expecting a lot from me to do this big shindig, or dare I say 3 shindigs, right?
No.
But I don't have it in me. And
guys, 585-252-9800. Send us a text or call right now. What made you want to stop celebrating your birthday? What made you stop altogether and celebrating your big day?
Am I falling ill? Or is this just like something that happens to normal adults when they grow up and start, I don't know, becoming less focused on these birthdays. And I don't want to be like a Scrooge and be like, I hate my birthday. That's never going to be me. But
yeah. And if you don't care, what makes you think other people do?
They never did. So.
This person says, I'm a middle-aged man with no friends, so I never really cared, I guess. Hey, guys, the older I get, the more it feels like just another day. I'd rather just celebrate quietly or not at all. Because a lot of my friends now, one of my best buddies just turned 50. And I was like, what? You're 50? And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, that makes me not so young anymore either.
Senile, if you will.
And the last thing some of them want to do, whether it's a milestone or not, they don't want to celebrate.
But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to get older and like turn into that person who's like, I hate my birthday because I'm getting older, or lying about my age, or whatever the case may be. Like, I fully embrace it and I want to be sending it.
I know. Well, we can still send it, Breezy, but we can do it, be, you know, quietly.
Yeah.
PXY, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Jerry from Pontillo's.
Jerry!
Where's our pizza?
Where's our pizza? Jerry, you just had a birthday,
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. In a week and a half May 5th. Cinco de Brizo. No, I need pizza that day. I really do.
Well, I think I can make that happen. So I was just pulling out of the house, and I kind of caught wind of what you guys were talking about. I just had a birthday. Hello.
Yeah. Yes. Happy belated, man. Happy birthday.
Monday. So here's the deal. I'm kind of on the same page as you. Like, I just turned 49, and honestly, like, I don't really like the spotlight too much on my birthday. It's just,
can't relate.
To me, it's another day.
Right.
And if people want to be cool and wish you a happy birthday, great. But I think it's, me personally, I'm going to put in my two cents. I think it's a little bit weird when, you know, a middle to older gentleman or woman orchestrates a big dinner for their own quote-unquote birthday. I just think it's a little much.
Yeah. No. Can you imagine, Jerry?
Jerry, you're so right.
But if you got together, Jerry, like you and your wife, and it's like, hey, we're planning this big thing. We need 20 people at the restaurant to celebrate Jerry. You think they would all think a little, that's odd?
I don't know. Like, all
like if
people?
Somebody else does it, like, it's whatever. But if you're the one who does it, like,
oh, that's it.
No, yeah, like,
if you orchestrate your own party, I would never do that.
Fully
and
going.
I feel like the people that are going to the party are kind of looking at you like,
right, side eye.
Oh, man.
Side
you
eye.
Did your, yeah.
I was going to rent out the upstairs of, full transparency, I was going to rent out the upstairs of Tin Cup for this birthday. And I kind of gave myself the ick, and I was like, why am I like spending all this money and like doing all this stuff when we can just like sling it?
If I were to do it for you, would that make it better?
Total green light.
Listen,
and you should get on that.
With all due respect, how old are you turning?
31.
Okay. So it's not like it's a 30 or a 40 or a 50.
Right,
like
I just
said.
Did my big one last year.
It's no milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone else is doing it for you, I think that's an amazing gesture,
sure.
And I think it's relevant because
take notes, Moose.
Everyone that's coming will be like, hey, you know, so-and-so orchestrated this. That's great. And no one will be kind of saying, man, she set up her own party.
Correct.
You know, so it's.
Correct.
I think it's totally cool if someone else does it. For
well,
sure.
Take notes.
Jerry, happy 49th belated, buddy. We appreciate you.
You don't look a day over 32.
No, you balance his Italian jeans.
Oh. All right. I just wanted to say hello and wish you a birthday coming up. And whatever which way you go, I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Thanks,
love
buddy.
You, Jer. I'll expect a pizza on May 5th.
Stop it. I'll talk to you. Bye.
All bye, right. Jer Bear.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I really needed to hear. The man has spoken. I get it.
So now this is all on my shoulders.
Yeah. So if you don't plan me something, I'm quitting the show. So.